Today we begin Ois Dalid in the Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebe Bovel. Before we get to what the Rebbe actually says in the Ois, in this Ois there are two stages. I call it the stage of the V'yesh Loimar, where the Rebbe gives a chidush, and the stage of the Rebbe's V'ula Yesh Loimar, which is even a greater chidush, where the Rebbe says, maybe you can say. And before we start the Ois, it's very important that we have an understanding of our approach to a statement that the Rebbe starts with the words Yesh Loimar, Ula Yesh Loimar. Because someone might tell you that if the Rebbe himself says, maybe we can say, or Ula Yesh Loimar, maybe we can say, then a chassid should be hesitant from saying it. If the Rebbe is hesitant, so for sure a chassid should be hesitant. And therefore, something that the Rebbe says in a Yesh Loimar or Ula Yesh Loimar, we should refrain from getting involved in and repeating and observing and absorbing. But the truth is, in the Rebbe's approach, it's punkt fakert, exactly the opposite. And I want to tell you a story. This is not just a story that was said by Hasidim. This was a story that was said by the Rebbe. It wasn't just said by the Rebbe. The Rebbe was magia this story in a mimer. Not just a mimer, but a very special mimer, the mimer lechadoidi that chassanim say by their weddings, which the Rebbe said in Yudalit Kislev. And the Rebbe Tzim Chaim Mushka said about this mimer that it's a special mimer, and how come people those days, the chassanim would say the mimer of the Friedrich Rebbe Lechadoidi. And Rebbe Tzim Chaim Mushka said, what's with my husband's mimer? How come no one is saying that mimer? In other words, this is not just any mimer. This is a mimer which chassidim start their married life with, their dira b'tachtoinim. In that mimer, in the Oris, the Rebbe says a story. And the story goes like this. That we know that the Friedrich Rebbe was married to a Rebbe Tzinechama Dina whose maiden name was Schneerson. As Rebbe Tzin Chaim Mushka said, I'm the ultimate Schneerson. My mother's a Schneerson, my father's a Schneerson, and I married a Schneerson. So she is a Schneerson von aller Seiten. The Friedrich Rebbe's Schwer, his name was Rebbe Avram Schneerson, and he lived not in Lubavitch. He was a cousin of the Rebbe Rashab. One time, the Friedrich Rebbe was planning a trip to visit his Schwer. And before he went on the trip, his father said a mimer. The Friedrich Rebbe chazered the mimer because he knew that he's going to come to his Schwer. His Schwer is going to ask him, what is the latest mimer that your father said? He wants to hear a mimer. So he came to his Schwer and he repeated the mimer. But he made one change. There was one part of the mimer where the Rebbe Rashab said, V'yesh loimar, maybe we can say. And when the Friedrich Rebbe repeated it to his father-in-law, he repeated it and just said that this is what the pshat is, without saying, maybe, not ulai, not yesh loimar, azoyezes. When he came back from his shver, the Rebbe Rashab asked him, so what happened when you were by your father-in-law? He said, I went and I said the mimer. He says, maybe you tell me what you told your shver, and he told him the mimer, and again he said it exactly the way he said it to his father-in-law, without the v'yesh loimar. And the Rebbe Rashab looked at him and he said, "Didn't I say the mimer with v'yesh loimar? Not saying that this is the fact. Maybe we can say." And the Friedrich Rebbe said, "Was by a Rebbe is v'yesh loimar is by a chosid bevados. If the Rebbe is saying it v'yesh loimar." By a chassid, if the Rebbe opened the channel to allow this inyan to permeate Olam Hazeh, so a chassid grabs onto it and it becomes factual. And this is a very important approach as we begin learning Ois Dalid, where we're going to have not only a V'yesh Loimar, but a V'ula Yesh Loimar. So, what is the first part of this Ois? What is the V'yesh Loimar? At the end of Ois Gimel, the Rebbe broadened our understanding of the Beis Rabbeinu Shebe Bovel by telling us not just like the Marsha says, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be in Yerushalayim, connected with all the shuls, but that the Beis Rabbeinu Sheva Bava will be directly connected to the Beis HaMikdash. But that at least people can understand, because that's already brought down in Marsha based on the Gemara and Megillah. At this point, the Rebbe is going to take it a step further. And that is, and let's see the words inside, V'yaseidem izayish laymar, we can add even more, Shamikdash de la'asid, the future Beis HaMikdash, which is waiting to come down from Shemayim, Yizgala tchila ba'amokim shenos HaMikdash v'yashiv sham, bizman ha'golos, u'misham yutak l'mikoy mi b'Yerushalayim. That the Beis HaMikdash, which everyone is waiting on the Har HaBayis for it to come down from heaven, is really going to actually appear first and connect first to the Beis HaRabbeinu Shebebovel, the way it is in Chutz La'aretz, and only from there will it go back to Yerushalayim. Which that is a tremendous chiddush. Now, in order for your kelim to understand what I just said, so in Ha'ara 31, the Rebbe compares it to a certain concept. I want to start with that concept, and then we'll get back to the pnim of the sikha. And that is that we know that the Rambam asked to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and they sent his body on a camel, and he's buried in Tveria. What's unique about Tveria? Why would you think the Rambam wants to be buried in Tveria? So the Rambam tells us that Tveria was the last place where the Sanhedrin convened before they had before they had to disperse after the Churban. So the Rambam says that we know that when Mashiach comes, the Sanhedrin will be in the Har HaBayis, Lishka Sagozis. But before they go there, they'll actually first convene in Tveria again. The first place where the Sanhedrin will convene will be in Tveria. Why? Because that was the last place. In other words, we're making it one big continuation. We finished off there, so the Gula starts from there. What do we see from here? It's a certain Yesod in Gula that it continues, it's one big continuation. That the Gula starts from the last place where the thing was. In this case, Sanhedrin was in Tveria, so that is the last place where it was. Now, where is the Shechina, the Iker Shechina? We know that the Gemara says, and this is important that we understand, that the Pasuk says in Parshas Netzavim, V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shvuscha, that the Eibishter will return us to Eretz Yisrael. And now it doesn't say as if from the outside, the Heshiv, but V'shav, that the Eibishter himself is actually going to, the Shechina will actually be coming back to Yerushalayim with us. Because the Eibishter is in Golos with us, wherever we go, the Shechina Imohem. And when the time for the Geula comes, the Eibishter is redeemed, and he will go back to Eretz Yisrael with us. What do we see? What comes out from this Gemara? This is very important. The last line on page 467. Kaloima, gam berega achren da Golos nimtza sashchina b'makim shegol Yisrael. Until the last moment, the Shechina is with the Yidden in the time of Golos. And only from there does it return with the Yidden to the Beis HaMikdash, Shev Yerushalayim, Lahashtes u'Lagalis b'Shechinosei Lo'olam Vo'ed, and from there, that is the eternal place where the Eibishter Shechina will be revealed. But until then, until that last moment, it is in Golos, with the Yidden. Now, being that the Shechina, that is, what is the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is not just the place, the physical place. The Beis HaMikdash is the Iker Gilei HaShechina. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is. So, when Mashiach comes, where is that Iker Gilei HaShechina? Where is the place where the Shechina is? That is in the Mikdash Ma'at and the Beis HaRabbeinu Shebebovel. In other words, the building will not. What makes the building special is the fact that the Shekhinah rests there. So the building of the future Beis HaMikdash wants to get access to the Shekhinah. Where is that Shekhinah? That Shekhinah is in the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel. So when the Beis HaMikdash wants to get its Kedusha, it wants to be a place with the Shekhinah to rest, it will come, it will bring the house to you, it brings the Beis HaMikdash to the place where the Shekhinah is. Let's see it in the words of the Rebbe where he says, "Besignun acher, kishem sheshivas ha-shechinah humi'amokim shenimtzas begolos." The same way the Shekhinah will return to Eretz Yisrael from the last place where it was in Golos. Kach shivas mikdash ha-osid. So too the future Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, humi'amokim shenos ha-mikdash b'yashiv sham b'zman ha-golos. It will come from the place where it was in the time of Golos. Shesham mizgal etchila. That's where the Beis HaMikdash will reveal itself first. V'yachach netak l'mkoyim b'Yerushalayim. And then it will go together with the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel to its main place in Yerushalayim. Now this is a big chiddush. Most people can barely wrap their heads around this idea. Does that really mean that the third Beis HaMikdash is not, we're going to be waiting on the Har HaBayis and it's first going to go to Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn? The answer is yes. But if that is a Yeshloimar of the Rebbe, what could be possibly bigger that goes into Ve'ula Yeshloimar? Now that you're about to hear, Mitzvah Shem, in tomorrow's shir.